The Bay City Fireworks Festival has special plans for a legend, we can call him, for the Bay City Fireworks Festival, Terry Watson, who passed away, 2019?
Yeah, from COVID,
I believe. Obviously nothing could be done last year because it was canceled, but this year we're hearing about some ways to honor Terry.
Yes, absolutely, and Doug Clark is talking about how Terry started out as a rookie cop. And I'd like to tell you the rest of the story.
Oh, let's enjoy this.
I used to go into the police department every morning. This was almost 50 years ago. And Terry started out as a meter officer. And he would, you know, be in the downtown district all the time and got to know a lot of the merchants, et cetera. And then he became a rookie cop. And I would stop at the police department every morning to go through the reports and see Terry in there, working the night shift at the time. And Terry said, "Can I come see you at your office later today?" And, "Well, sure, Terry, come on up." So Terry came to my office. And at that time, the fireworks was put on by the Fraternal Order of Police. And if memory serves me, they had a budget of trying to raise like $2,500. And Terry, being a night officer, and then would have to do during the day when the businesses were open, he had to go door to door to the businesses that he was known for downtown as a former meter officer, and go to the businesses to try to come up with a few bucks here and a few bucks there. And he came and told me how frustrating and limiting with the time and the shift that he was working to try to come up with the $2,500. And he was really committed. He wanted to do a good show for the people of Bay City. And at that time, the public really didn't fund or participate in the money that would be raised for the fireworks. So Terry says, "And I can't get any TV coverage. I can't get coverage from the media. How do I do this? I want to do something, put on a good show." And I said, "Well, Terry, what you need is you need a hook. You need a hook. And rather than you going to the people to do something to bring the people to you, the public and the business people." And so we thought about it. We did a little brainstorming, and we created the first stunt in which, and I don't recall exactly what it was, but we created the first stunt. And it got business coverage, media coverage, and that was just the beginning of it. And the money came in, and eventually it became a festival, and they formed a committee, et cetera, and it was no longer done by just the police department. But Terry was always out at the front of it for years and years and years. He would do things often at perilous things that would be risky to himself or uncomfortable, or long hours in, you know, out in the heat or the cold or whatever, to do a stunt that would get all kinds of coverage and publicity. And they kept raising more and more money, and the Bay City Fireworks continued to grow and grow. And eventually they did other things like doing an auction and different things like that. Christina, who was on our staff as one of our sales representatives, her father, Dave Shore, was very much involved in being an auctioneer and a fundraiser and hosting the fireworks auction that they would do on through the cable channel. It would be public access or cable channel that would broadcast their auction that they did every year to sell items and raise money for the fireworks. But that is how it all began. It was a very, you know, Terry just wanted to put on a good fireworks show, but he didn't know exactly how to go about doing it. So we did a little brainstorming, and he says, "You know the media. How do I get the media to respond?" Well, we got the media to respond, and there's the down and dirty of it almost 50 years ago, what happened with the fireworks and how it all got its roots and started.
That is amazing, to where it has grown to where it is today, as
you said.
It's
phenomenal. It's a big committee, wow. And they put on a festival. It went from being a one-night show to becoming a festival, and it really grew and got its own legs and put Bay City on the map, one of the finest fireworks shows that you'll find anywhere in the Midwest. That they have every year. People in Bay City does a great fireworks show, as does Saginaw. Saginaw does it. They are very different shows, and they are very well known. And the nice thing about it this year is that you can catch both of them. The Bay City's big show is on Saturday, and Saginaw's big show is on Sunday. And I like the idea they're going to have that ladder to the sky. I'd like to say stairway to heaven. And Terry Watson, I'm sure, will be looking down on what's going on.
And that's going to be part of the big show.
The big show on Saturday night is going to be, you'll be hearing more in our news reports this morning about what Doug Clark and his committee have planned to recognize Terry as we go along. So you'll want to make sure you take that in. And I believe probably, I don't know about the activities beforehand, TV12 normally is broadcast, televises a Bay City Fireworks event. And hopefully they're doing that this year.
Yeah, it all starts today and tomorrow with the shorter versions of fireworks, but all the other food and the amusement rides.
The amusement rides, like that, all of that was added all, over the years. That's all been added later on.
Well, that's a great story. A great story. You never know what's going to start with a conversation.
That's right. That's right. And, he was a good cop and well-known over the years. I knew Terry for many, many years, and a lot of other people know me. He was well-known in the community. Everybody knew Terry Watson. Terry Boom Boom Watson was a nickname
they gave him at one point.
Yes. And then after he retired from law enforcement, he continued to serve. He was a Bangor Township elected official and supervisor for a number of years and had some health problems, but still did everything he could to try to carry on and serve the public.
If the honors would be noted for Terry, then perhaps those who would like to make a donation to the fireworks.
Absolutely.
In his memory to make sure that
memory would be
continue,
great.
To continue on. It's a 7:48 at WSGW. Speaking of fireworks in Saginaw, by the way, remember, Sunday evening we're going to broadcast the music that accompanies the fireworks on both 100.5 and 790, by the way. Tigers play an afternoon game, as long as the game doesn't go 35 innings.
Let's hope not.
Or a rain delay.
That has been known to happen, too. Yeah.
I mean, that's why
or
the
rain
game...
out the previous day that causes them to do a doubleheader or something.
Yeah.
One way or the other, we will have fireworks music for you. We suggest you take a radio along. I also suggest that you have headphones so you can be listening to the music, because sometimes when you hear the explosion of the shells and things that are going on, you don't get to really hear the music that's synced to the fireworks as well. But a headphone would be great, but make sure you're listening to the radio signal. Don't try to listen to it online, because there's a delay.
Oh, yeah.
If you have an app or whatever, there's a delay in the way the music is projected, so it would be way out of sync if you try listening online.
10 till 11 on Sunday evening, we make a whole hour. We say a patriotic presentations right after the news, and then it includes the fireworks generally between 10:15 and 10:45 for the music.